Bye, Rec Beach.
I'm going away. Look into my eyes. The last Sunday of every month from 11 to 5. Won't you hear with me?
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
My name's Chris Horrific.
We always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
Are you an international relations major or simply a student interested in diplomacy? If so, join the International Relations Student Association. IRSA is open to all students across all faculties, majors, and year levels. We host social and networking events as well as informative lectures with guest speakers in the field of international affairs. IRSA is a great way to get involved, meet like-minded peers, and learn more about global affairs. If you're interested in learning more or want to check out our upcoming events, find us on Facebook at UBC International Relations Student Association or follow us on Twitter at IRSA_UBC.
Are you a musician looking for people to jam with? Or do you just have a love for music and want to discover UBC's music scene? The Blank Vinyl Project is a student-run organization focused on creating a safe community of like-minded people brought together by music. Whether you want to play a song at an open mic or headline at a local venue, we can help. Check out BVP and all of our events at blankvinyl.com.
Talk? AMS Speakeasy is here to listen. No issue is too big or small, whether it's academic stress, relationship troubles, mental health issues, or anything in between. Come for a free, confidential, one-on-one peer support session with one of our highly trained volunteers. We offer same-day support for all UBC students and staff, Monday to Friday at 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Just drop by our desk on the main floor of the Nest, across from Merit Travel.
Hempology 101 is a student-run organization here to educate the public about the benefits of hemp and cannabis. Fast fact! Hemp is a renewable, sustainable source of food and fiber. Fast fact! Your body contains anandamide, which is part of the same family of substances as THC. To learn more, look us up on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/hempology101UBC or come to one of our great events. And don't forget, Legalization through education.
Make some noise for Tristan Wheeler and Jack Lamming. T-I on T-I-T-R. Radio Pizza Party. What do you do?
Yeah.
What
now?
Make it louder.
Making louder.
Woo! I'm hungry. Let's start the show.
Hey,
Hi.
Everybody.
Hi.
You're listening to?
Hi. We're listening to Radio Pizza Party.
Party.
On
CITR
101.
Are you sure point. Those are the right letters?
It could be. You might be right. What
have
else would it
have
be?
Have we checked?
I think it could be
WXYZ. I've never checked.
No. I mean, like, have we checked with Canada?
It's on that wall there.
Are we sure the radio people...
God?
Radio God. Ira Glass.
Radio...
All right, who are you?
I am Tristan Wheeler.
Wheeler, where are we broadcasting from?
Wheeler. We're broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia from the unceded territories of Musqueam peoples. What's our show, Lamming?
Okay, don't refer to me by my last name. I'm Jack Ashy Larry Lamming. Here we are.
Good.
In the world.
I'm happy.
We talk about things like...
Wait, you're not Ashy Larry.
Oh, good one. Got that quick. I'm Sergio Lovejoy. Tristan, right to the diagonal of me, is traditionally known as Ashy Larry.
And diagonal is a combination of up and left.
Yeah.
Why are you telling people physically where he is in the room?
Because this, you know, radio's a
feng shui art.
It's an audio medium. Okay, our show, how our show works.
Our show.
Is we pick a topic out of what used to be a hat and is now a Google Doc. And
get with the times.
Yeah.
We got a Google Doc.
Yeah, we
used
do
to
Google
have a hat.
Docs. Used
it,
to be
are
an
the
Excel
times 2009?
What's that?
Is it are the times 2009? Like you just discovered the Google Doc? And
yeah, the times.
Speaking of time, in about 3 minutes,
it is in times
you're
going to
be leaving here if you keep that up.
That's
all right,
I'm
so we pick a topic out of a Google Doc, and then we talk about it. It's a topic, and that's how our life
don't
works.
Don't say that.
Yeah, I'm going to say that.
I don't like topic. I just want to say we're going to not do that anymore on the show.
All right. Who's our guest?
Oh, of course. Yes. So we have, first of all, I want to mention that they're a woman. That's, I think, the most important part of
what?
We're here.
That's the
what?
That's the number one. Absolutely.
See, and a comedian, and a sports writer, and a legend.
No, I said a legend. Oh, okay. Sure.
Oh, a legend? And a legend.
I'm allegedly.
You're allegedly a legendary
I'm allegedly
comedy,
all of those things.
Comedy sports writer.
We have
about all the funny things that happen in sports.
Yeah. Like
which
a,
are?
Well, first of all, this person's
PEDs,
list five.
PEDs.
What are PEDs?
Performance-enhancing drugs.
Oh.
Cool.
Four of Lance Armstrong's victories.
Mm.
The and other eight or however many. Chronic brain trauma. But only when it happens to people whose dads were like, oh, football's getting soft. No, just kidding. That got dark fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're here with Davey Lucas.
You have to say five funny things
who
about
thinks
sports.
Chronic.
And Ryan Lochte all the time.
Ryan Lochte's pretty hilarious.
Didn't you see that movie Concussion and you thought it was a comedy?
No, I didn't.
Will Smith's
everyone
accent
already
in that movie
knows
was a...
all of that. I don't want to spend $20 or however much a movie ticket is to
65
go see
up here,
a thing
actually.
That with the exchange rate to go see something that is telling me facts I already know and probably isn't that good. Was it good?
I don't know.
I just know
Will Smith's accent in it was atrocious. Horrendous. Yeah.
What was his accent?
This would be Nigerian.
He sounded nothing like a Nigerian.
In case you hear a disembodied voice, there is a guy sitting in the studio, which
who is Nigerian,
and we're not giving him
the
mic unless we say he's allowed.
Should we say his name?
Swing the mic over to him for a little bit.
Just
let him talk about Will Smith for a little
bit.
All
right.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about him because I don't think you should give terrorists, an actual
you think
platform.
Will Smith's a
I think you know he just terrorized an entire, population of people, that's Nigerians, true. You know, like he's just destroyed our, yeah, you know, the brand has been crippled now, you know, like that's what
the brand is
you
know? No longer strong.
The Nigerian brand, like we're supposed to be kind of like cooler and like more.
Yeah, it sounded know? In the movie, it sounded yeah. like he just sort of Googled a stand-up comedian doing an impression
exactly.
of an African, like air quotes.
Exactly.
And he was like, you know what? I got it. All right. Anyway,
back to you.
Should we pick a topic, real quick?
Little man.
In a little amount of time. Let's pick a topic.
Yeah.
Shall we pee a tee?
Yes, we should.
LP a tee. All right.
I'm gonna let you take the reins here.
Paycheck. Let's pick a topic.
Putting a bit of mustard on that one. All right, here we are. Pick a number between 1 and 75.
11. I think I picked that last time, and I'm going to pick it this time, too.
All right, favorite Stranger Things character, favorite number?
No, I've only seen, 30 minutes of Stranger Things. Wow, yeah. But I like I kind of like peed my pants, so I haven't watched it.
Is it because of the show? Anyway, the topic is Christmas movies. That's 11. Holiday films. We include
holiday.
Hanukkah films, Kwanzaa films.
I don't know any of them.
If there are any. I'm not sure.
I don't. Wait. Question. Mm. Were all of the 1 through 75 topics Christmas or holiday related?
No.
Was it 74 were holiday related? And
74
one,
were Halloween
and one
related.
Was
and
like
one
Clifford
was
the Big Red Dog's off like day job.
What's his day job?
I don't know. We were going to figure
that out. He's a firefighter.
I thought he was a bus.
Climb into my mouth. Nom, 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 nom. And he sneezes.
Never
six,
do that.
Six dead.
Was your impression of Clifford very similar to Will Smith's impression of an African man just then?
Yeah.
Do it again, please.
Get into my mouth.
I think you changed it.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay.
I think you changed it.
So, holiday movies.
Before we go into holiday movies, I do want to tell a story about something that happened to me today.
Before the show, Tristan says, make sure to ask me about my hair. Now he goes, you know what, Jack? It's been 13 minutes. You're not asking me? I'll ask myself.
I don't want to. I just want to get
this
out of the way.
Just tell it.
So I went Christmas shopping today with my girlfriend, Stephanie. And we went and got
humble brag.
And then we humble brag. Humble brag. I got a girlfriend.
The mom?
Hey,
no
you're supposed to be a spectator.
You.
Oh, no one can hear you. So we were Christmas shopping, and then we went to get some food, and we're sitting down at this food establishment, a restaurant, if you
Whoa,
will.
Okay.
And there's a baby, like a table next to us. That's kind of one of those babies that are staring at you, and you look at the baby, and you kind of smile, like, oh, it's a cute little baby, and then it kind of smiles back at you, right? So I'm wearing a toque, and then if you don't know who I am, I got kind of long hair now. And
very long
hair.
It's down to his knees.
It's down to
my
knees.
This is too much exposition, man.
I look like Cousin It. So I take the toque off, and then I flung my hair around to be funny, because that's funny. And then the baby started crying.
You made a baby cry with your hair?
Yeah, I think I scared the baby. I just thought that was funny. So holiday films.
You think it's funny to make babies cry?
Well, I think it's... I think that baby's dumb for being scared of hair.
You think babies
yeah,
are dumb?
Baby.
I mean, it's true, but you don't say it.
Do you think babies are smart? I think that says a lot about you if you think they're smart.
Have you seen Look Who's Talking?
I've
there
seen
was
Baby
some
Geniuses.
Pretty smart.
Look Who's Talking is definitely a documentary.
Yeah.
No one can hear you, Ola.
Yeah, Ola,
yeah.
Stop
talking. You're not on mic. You can't riff if you're not on mic.
Grab a mic if you need to talk. I'll say that. Yeah. I'll give you that permission.
You got get permish.
Go get that permish.
Bobby all right,
okay,
Gaby.
What? Hi.
Holiday movies.
It's
do you
okay.
like them?
That's.
Do you like them?
Yep.
All right, we're done here.
We are done. All right. By the way, Radio Pizza Party. I hope you found what you're looking for. What's one of your favorite holiday films?
Just okay.
Say
right
that
off the
like
bat,
like a normal human person, and maybe I'll respond.
Okay, a holiday film.
Okay, Tristan, enough.
All right.
A holiday film. Which ones do you like?
What? Holiday.
What talk show is this? Like you're an awkward first date simulation?
Hello. Do you have a lot of
anger.
You have a lot of
hate.
A lot of Latvian
you
first
have a lot
dates.
Of first dates where it's just men that don't pronounce things right. I would like a whisky.
Oh no, I was referring more to just the concept of asking someone what their favorite holiday film is. Period. As a starter for a topic of conversation.
Well, that's the first thing I asked. I asked all romantic partners or potential ones, and if they don't, if they say
Stephanie,
when do you deem a potential romantic partner?
When
I hear a baby cry, I know I gotta find somebody quick.
Why?
I don't know.
Wow.
What? It stresses me out.
So like I need the loving embrace of someone.
Exactly. Okay. So yeah, I asked them, hey, what's your favorite holiday movie? They say anything other than
Love Actually.
Love Actually, I get out of there.
Good. I guess we're dating now.
Yeah. Is your favorite holiday movie Love Actually?
I don't have favorites, but I do watch that one at least 3 times per season. We just
per season? So like 9 times? Or how many seasons are there?
Well, there's 12. The one and three.
No, there's fall, there's winter, there's spring, there's summer.
Holiday season.
Actually, no, they do them spring, summer, and fall, winter.
Oh, they do kind of like a Leopard Liner sort of thing?
Wait, who's they?
The fashion industry.
Yeah, Gregor.
That's what we're talking about, right?
Uh-huh.
Gregor fashion?
Yeah, the Gregorian calendar.
Freaking heck! This is going just swimmingly.
What do you think of those people who always love to bring up the fact that Die Hard is a holiday movie?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say before you so rudely cut me off.
Okay.
And if you say Die Hard's your favorite holiday movie, you're kicked out. Ola, looks like he has something to say here. Do you want to grab a mic?
Call us in 10 when we get bored, or if they ask me a dumb question again. Okay.
Okay, Ola has...
What's your favorite season, baby?
I'm trying to... and pumpkin spice because I just love to bundle up and fall into the leaves. And
do you like comfy sweaters?
I love comfy sweaters.
I think sweaters are too itchy. I burned all mine.
You're a terrible Satan worshiper.
Yeah, that's where I burned them.
I'm a good one, actually.
In die Hölle.
What? What?
German for hell.
Oh.
Gotcha.
German hell. The worst of the hells.
I didn't know if I was allowed to say hell.
You can say H-E-L-L double hockey sticks.
Wow, so hell.
If you're referring to the place, what else? Are you going to call it die Hölle, obviously?
Die Hölle. We can say hell in different languages.
And also that one.
Yes.
And also English.
And also the one we're speaking.
Well, yeah, it's another language than... Finnish?
Yeah.
It's another language.
All of them except for Finnish.
Yeah. You can say, don't you do it.
What?
Don't say hell in Finnish.
I don't know if I even could.
I'm going to Google it. That's fine.
Cool. Yeah. Great radio idea, Jack.
Gabe, just because people can't see me Googling?
That's exactly why.
Helveti.
You live out there most of your life, out there in the United States. Out there in the United States.
Oh, yeah.
How do you find the Christmas season differs? Or the holiday season.
How's the war on Christmas going?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Have you drafted into that army?
We marched on the Mall of America, took down all their Christmas trees while chanting about who even knows, which conspiracy is controlling us to control the world, right? But yeah, so that was great. We got some panzers coming in overseas.
G-Day.
Those.
So we're going to really get some... Pretty good firepower coming in to take down those offensive spruces and pines and Douglas firs.
Wait, people put Douglas firs in their Christmas tree homes?
I feel like you just get hair everywhere.
Yeah, what?
Why? Well, because it's fur, yeah.
Do you guys not know what trees are?
Yeah, but Douglas firs are gigantic.
Well, yeah, if you let them
you
grow
think
for
they,
them.
Do you
think they
cut go
down
from
old growth and put
100.
Them in your house?
This could have been a hardwood floor. No, thanks.
Take out the ceiling. I want a Douglas fir.
It's going to get very cold.
I feel like people don't do Douglas firs for Christmas trees. Isn't generally pine across the board?
No.
Isn't
spruce
pine the standard?
Is common.
Oh, my God. We are turning into NPR at a rapid pace.
Except we're just, like, worse in every way.
And uneducated.
Yeah.
I feel like the...
Worse, uneducated, and less prepared.
Yeah. That's my motto for life. Yes.
Yes.
Here we are.
What kind of... Okay, so you've mentioned Love Actually. What about Love Actually do you find something...
Is it the fact that Love
actually
is all around?
Whoa, you guys got to talk one at a time.
Been watching that 3 times a year since I was knee-high to a grasshopper.
What? So you're 13?
Yeah.
I got another guy in the studio.
Why are we bringing people in?
It's a whole loud call of
here no we one are. Can hear them.
No, I mean, theoretically they can. Tristan,
no,
swing that mic over to him. Introduce yourself.
For real,
like. Hi, I'm Mahan. How's it going, guys? Long time no see.
Oh, yeah, it's been
time. Okay, so Love
Actually. 1 week since you looked at me.
Hey, we can't sing that. We can't play
that
here.
It is CanCon.
Well, it's a cover.
Oh, yeah.
My own cover, so
Tristan,
I can do
you got your guitar, right?
I think.
Ring. All right, let's do
let's stop. Who's your favorite character in Love Actually?
We're latching
on.
No one cares about my opinions on Love Actually.
Welcome to our no one cares about this show.
There's
so.
5 of us in here and 4 of them care. Myself not included.
Myself.
Oh, I know. So, I mean, I'm not that good at math, but anyways.
When you watch Love Actually.
Can we go to Elf? I'm changing my answer to Elf.
Okay.
Okay.
Who's your favorite character in Elf? Is it the eponymous Elf?
Is his name Elf?
Yeah. No,
it's Buddy.
Elf McTavish.
Oh, yeah. Common North Polian last name McTavish.
Yeah.
From when the ancient Scots did their expeditions up there and founded Santa.
I think Santa's a Scot and he is kind of like he owns all the elves.
Yeah,
that's what
does.
I heard. I read that in a book.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to cut this off. We're going to go to a break really quick. We're going to play a song from Nick Morgan's new album.
Oh, you
it's
got it up.
Slow Mo.
Which one are you playing?
Is A Beautiful Thing. It's the Selkirk mix.
Cool.
Here we are. Goodbye.
Have you ever used or wanted to use a community lending library, collective workshop, or bike co-op? Come out to Making Space, questioning power and privilege in makerspaces on Wednesday, November 29th in the Mount Pleasant Neighborhood House from 5 to 8 p.m. to examine how power and privilege shows up in makerspaces and explore strategies that support more inclusive and equitable initiatives. Go to diversityandmakerspaces.eventbrite.ca to register for this event, and there'll be free food.
About fashion. We asked CITR's student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a clothing.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Cool. Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, would you look at that? We're back with Radio Pizza Party guest.
You're talking about Twitter.
This is not an episode of talking about Twitter.
Twitter's amazing.
Here's looking at you, Radio Pizza Party. We are broadcasting live from CITR 101.9 FM. Can you turn your phone on silent
if you're going to be on the air? Can our guest please just stop looking at her phone? Because we're trying to ask you inane questions.
If you ask me a question that isn't... Is my microphone on?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I can't.
No, he's shut you.
I will if you don't ask me the worst Love Actually and or Elf questions.
Okay, so...
But first of all, we're Radio Pizza Party who we're having a holiday extravaganza.
Yeah, we have a holiday extravaganza.
Let's pause here for station identification.
We have one more person than we have ever had in the studio. There's five of us here.
This is good.
Yeah, it's good.
Is this a fire hazard?
I hope.
Any room I'm in is a fire hazard.
I will end your life.
Because people want to light you on fire?
No, it's the oils I produce.
Okay, good.
So the Exxon Valdez in here.
So speaking of good questions,
he's gonna
Gabe,
melt
you're a comedian, correct? A comedian.
Is it, how yes. do you, I've always wondered how you pronounce with the extra N and E.
Eh, comédien.
Like it's I don't speak French, and I think everything sounds French.
Yeah.
It's like ranch.
Anyway, you're a comedian. So how do you come up with your jokes?
These are the worst questions ever, and I hate you so much.
What, how do you juggle comedy and your daily life?
How do you juggle wanting to have a career and a baby?
Say something funny.
Do you have a joke? Can you give it to us right now? I'm gonna ask any stupid question. I'm just gonna be a total insufferable maniac.
Oh, I thought you were doing that anyway.
No,
you weren't doing a character before.
My life is performance art. So.
Oh, like
Marina
Paula Abdul,
the performance artist.
Yeah, that'd be crazy if in 5 years she was like, this is all
Kanye West, the performance artist. No.
You don't have a mic for a reason.
Yeah, okay. There's a reason. Yeah. We just have these two guys flanking the radio show.
Yeah. Let's
describe this to people who can only use their auditory skills.
Yeah, there's
Gabe,
two other
I feel
people.
Like you're skewering us here.
Yeah, this is not fun.
You deserve it. No, I'm just kidding.
kidding was not picked up by the mic.
Tristan, what holiday movies do you like?
I don't know. It's a Wonderful Life is good. I like that movie.
Die Hard is actually the best holiday movie of all time.
Let's just cut that. Even though I didn't cut it here.
Good
now,
one.
Now it's done. Now they're cut. So Tristan, now it's just you and me.
Excellent.
Can I rate that here? I know I can't.
The weird thing is that you actually cut the wrong one.
Stop,
right?
Man, interrupting me.
Oh. Oh.
Man interrupting.
What are you?
Oh, I like that.
Let me mansplain man interrupting.
Oh,
just
crap.
I
had a good thing that I was going to say, and then I promptly forgot it when we just started adding man to portmanteau words.
So I was.
Portmanteau?
I was.
Oh.
They're high-fiving. Yeah, they're almost, they just kind of gave up. That was great.
You know what you guys should do? Sorry, not to
interrupt you,
instead of doing like having guests on, you should just everything describe a different quadrant of the room for people that are listening.
All right, the whole episode.
You pick a quadrant and start with it. Which
we're gonna
quad
list off
gonna
all,
do, yeah.
We're gonna list off the cassettes. On that deck.
The weird thing about those cassettes is most of them are actually filled with raw squid, and it smells horrible in here.
The weird thing about those cassettes is that we have cassettes in this room.
Okay.
That was funny.
I like holiday movies.
Okay, what
myself.
Do you like, Ben?
I'm going to be unoriginal and say Love Actually.
There we go.
Yeah.
Right.
Why?
Answer.
Because it's a good movie.
Why?
My favorite character is the Prime Minister, because he dances. And
wait,
I like
the Prime Minister's
dance.
In that movie?
Yeah.
Have
you ever seen it?
No.
Not David Cameron. You've never seen Love Actually?
No. Which Prime Minister?
Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant, he's the only Prime Minister that matters.
Do you think in movies, if there's a character that is like the Prime Minister or the President, it has to be played by that head of state?
He actually is under the impression that Martin Sheen is the President of America and that Julia Louis-Dreyfus is a disgraced Veep.
Yeah. I knew it.
And I think
Did you just ruin the later seasons of Veep? Does she get kicked out as Veep?
Well, I mean, you've seen the first season. She's disgraced most of the time.
Yeah, but she still has.
Sorry,
the
I use the word disgraced more liberally than most people.
Okay.
Now. Just like, you know, when disgraced.
Disgraced meaning just like upset.
Is it because your parents said that so often?
Maybe I should have said
you?
Disgruntled. Yeah, they're like, you disgrace me, child. Of mine.
Like you have
and then
disgraced
I was like, Dad,
parents.
You gave me the genetics that made my eyes suck, so.
Like
right back at you.
Movie Alien was they had real aliens, right?
Yeah.
And real people died.
Yeah.
Okay. John Hurt. Yeah. He and then he came back.
That's
as
where he got the name.
And he died again.
He was John Regular before that.
Yeah, because he was
John Comfortable.
John Healed.
Ripley in Alien is actually Ridley Scott, and he just like you know changed. It.
No, what the
crap.
Jack just cut the mic as soon as Ola started speaking.
Ola's the king of like, wait, we've done this joke four times. Let's see if we can tire it out once more.
Oh yeah,
the rule of eights.
Yeah. All right. Here we are talking about holiday movies.
When you're in this seat, you have to steer the conversation.
I don't like
that.
Steering anything. I'm a terrible driver. You know that.
I know. You just like to go for straightaways. And then
No.
I don't even go straight away. I go. I take my hands off the wheel. If the car is misaligned even a little bit, we are just
dead
going. Yeah. Sometimes you get a road where it works out. Most of the time, you don't.
Like, if you take the number one in like Saskatchewan, you're good.
Yeah, like you could go on like 40% of a NASCAR race before it.
That's pretty good numbers for me.
Yeah, I think if you do the math, then he comes like 40th percent of the.
I'm in the 40th percentile.
Yeah, of NASCAR drivers.
You know what? I'm just gonna say it.
Those guys.
Math gets me cheesed off.
Cheeseballed off because it's Christmas holiday time. Start the clock.
What gets you cheesed off, baby?
I don't know what that word means.
Pissed, cheesed off.
Oh.
It means
what
geez.
About the holidays gets you cheesed off?
Being put under pressure. The war on Christmas.
What about the war on Christmas?
Which I'm actively participating in.
Oh, because you're mad because you gotta fight.
I gotta fight trees.
Are you mad because it's not working?
Yeah, wait, what? Wait.
Ola, what gets you cheesed off?
I'm just very confused why everybody sounds like Alex Jones right now.
What gets you cheesed off with the holiday season?
What gets you cheesed off?
With the holiday season.
I don't think you can hear the backing track.
You can't. There's music playing.
Wait, can you describe the backing track
to me? It's the song from Bill Maher. What? Just.
Well, what gets
Mahan, what gets you cheesed off?
How much cheese I'm gonna eat? That gets me cheesed off over Christmas.
So it's like
thank you.
Is it like a good thing? Like good thing cheesed off?
No,
I'm
it's mad. You get cheesed off.
Okay. Well, I'm always angry about
this
the
lines. This is the worst episode of Cheesed Off we've ever had.
This is going so long.
All right,
stop,
we're done here.
Lock the gates. Oh, you got it. You don't have the. Do you have the?
I don't have it.
I think we've hit critical mass in this physical space.
There's just so many of us.
Can I say what cheeses me off in a very calm way about the holiday seasons?
Can you still do a raspy voice? That's exactly what we need.
what really gets me cheesed off?
Shredder.
I feel like you're trying to seduce me.
Yeah. What really gets me cheesed off about the holiday season is, you know how like the regular of us, like normal people, are trying to like, you know, get chocolates or like actual grocery stuff, but like everybody else is trying to get like actual gifts and stuff.
Wait, the grocery store?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm trying to get. Well, I'm people are trying to buy gifts from the grocery store.
Merry
right?
Christmas! I got you a box of corn pops.
Well, but any other store, if you're trying to just get anything, like eggs. You just have to be like in a line for like 2 hours, you know,
oh,
because
see.
Everybody's like trying to get on those like Boxing Day sales and whatever, right? And like the police officers and like security guards always
wait,
like,
police.
You all the time, you know, like
it's
very, it's very, very weird, man. You know, like it's, yeah. So that's what gets me cheesed off. You know, like the implementation of the police state and like you know, like mass hysteria and like you know, like hyper capitalism during the holiday season. That's
They're
what gets me
dispensing
cheesed off.
Yeah. Tear gas in the produce section.
Taking this microphone back.
Yeah, thank you.
I think we're all just trying a little bit too hard right now.
Yeah.
Whoa, okay.
Hey, how do you... You got to give 110.
Well, that was... What?
You got to give 110. That puts you in the 110th percentile.
Yeah, you
got
to put 110, but come across like 60. Otherwise, yeah. It's just too much.
That's true.
Gabe, we had real comedians on this show.
If you want...
We
if
did,
because
we gave 110
dollars
if, to If you want 110, go watch a crappy improv show.
Oh, yeah, they do give 110.
They give 110, it's too much.
I think improv is...
No.
Thank you,
just like bad... Like, go watch a bad improv show.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing that you'll see more disproportionate energy to like goodness level than just like the worst improv show ever.
Have you ever watched Tristan Cook?
I was about to say you're on a bad improv show
exactly.
Right now.
Yeah, this is kind of... We kind of do improv, you know? We improve our jokes. Week to week.
When have we ever improved anything that we've done?
That's true. I haven't listened back, and I don't intend to.
Lamming.
No, I'm not going to steer the conversation. I'm just going to let it fly off the rails.
So everyone. Okay.
Let's broaden this.
Okay.
Christmas food, holiday food. Sorry, matzah's in there as well. What
vodka.
Holiday food do you like?
Just one more question. When you say holiday food, are we talking about just everything? So like Thanksgiving, or are we talking about
I'm candy
talking
corn.
Holiday.
Candy
no,
because like because like
in Canada, Thanksgiving isn't part
December
of the holiday
only.
Season.
December,
yeah, December only. Okay, December gotcha. Only. Okay, cool.
Chinese
like,
New Year,
yeah.
Right out. St. Patrick's Day, not a chance. Keep it to December.
If your birthday is in December, though, you can count that. You can
but
put
mine's in
cake.
June.
Oh,
so,
oh
nope.
I have a good one then.
Okay.
Because last year was my mom's some number birthday.
Wait, her birthday isn't always in December, just last year?
Well, no. But wait.
I like the snow. Happy birthday. It's your birthday.
Well, specifically with last year, went to Disneyland for her birthday because you're never too old for Disney. In fact, no one under the age of 13 should go to Disneyland. It's a place for adults. Anyways, so as that was a part of Christmas times, I'm going to go with a Disneyland corn dog. That is the best
holiday food.
A Disneyland corn dog that you eat as fast as you can and just like makes you feel like you're going to maybe die and have all your organs like liquefy out your orifices after you finish it. Like that's the sort of corn dog you want to eat, and that's the sort of holiday spirit that you can only
get at Disneyland.
A Disneyland
corn dog sounds like a euphemism. I just need to
say. No, it is very literal.
Do not go on Urban Dictionary and look up that.
You can still get it printed on a mug though.
Is
go
that
on,
why you
uh-huh.
have to be over 13 to go to Disneyland?
Yes.
What 13-year-olds?
Oh God.
Okay, Tristan, your turn. Holiday foods.
My favorite holiday food is definitely like one of those green beers.
Really?
That's for St. Patrick's Day.
No, yeah. I have those all the time.
Well, it's just beer that you put green.
Yeah, we do it at Christmas. It's like,
you know those Listerine really? Sheets that you can get?
Yeah, I put like
puts
a
bunch of the spearmint ones in his beer and it turns it green.
Just
shake
the
it up.
Just yeah. put just go shove it, like put a 6-pack down at the Hanford nuclear plant and in like a week it'll be.
Yeah.
That stuff will
Where's the
get.
Hanford nuclear plant?
Oh, is that not a famous thing?
Is that the one that melted
is that
down?
3 Mile Island?
No, Fukushima?
No, it melted down.
I mean, a lot of nuclear plants have melted down.
Chernobyl?
No, but
which one's the Hanford
which,
one?
Where's Hanford?
It's the one on the Columbia River where like all the salmon have like three heads.
My hometown.
Oh, talk about some eating.
My hometown, is where the Columbia River starts to the Kootenai. The Kootenai River.
That's why it smells so bad, because it goes through Castlegar.
It starts up farther north.
No, it starts in Castlegar.
And then
there's other rivers that feed into it, but it becomes the Columbia.
It becomes the Columbia.
So are we
Columbia
saying that toxicity comes from Castlegar? That's what
well, actually, since Tristan moved out, it's fine.
Okay.
Before that.
But I'm closer to the ocean, so. Sorry.
It's in the aquifer now. Yeah. Do you get your drinking water from that river?
I don't know.
Let's get into this. What's the water situation in Castlegar?
We usually use rain.
Really?
Yeah, we have to put
rainwater.
We put rags all over our lawn and then we squeeze it out at the.
You own a dog, right?
Yeah, that's a weird way of saying that. But, yeah.
Wait, I want to know. Do your follow up question for do you own a dog? I want to know where that was going.
I just want to know. You let your dog out. Does that complicate which rags?
Is it long fur?
You shouldn't have let him that.
You have to like take your. Does it have long enough fur for you
that
to
you can
like
squeeze the
you
dog?
Know,
you,
yeah,
no,
you
no,
ring
how
the
you
dog.
Take ring towels out, and you, I assume that's how you drink water in Castlegar. Do you have to like wring your dog out into your water? Bucket.
Yeah,
bucket.
But not for drinking water. Just for
that's
fun.
For dog juice.
It's disgusting. I hate you. You repulse me.
Okay, Gaby, what were you about to say? You had a question before Jack's follow-up.
Oh, yeah, but then I forgot because I was so intrigued by the follow-up. Really?
It was entirely unrelated. I just wanted to know if you had a dog. Ugh. But I sort of knew.
Second topic today.
Yeah.
Dogs. Good?
Yeah. Christmas? Is there a type of Christmas dog? What dog is the most Christmassy?
Any dog can be Christmassy with a can of white and a can of red.
Definitely the Bichon Frise, because it's small enough that you can put it on top. It's fluffy and looks ornamental, so you can put it on top of the tree instead of a star or an angel. But then also, it's the only small dog that you don't want to punt into oblivion.
Mm. How many have you punted?
Six.
That's a good number.
At once or like?
Well, I only have
in a bag?
2 feet, so no.
Wait, have you ever punted something with both feet at the same time? Like jumped up,
and sort of flicked your feet out, like you were celebrating in a sitcom.
So obviously, you need a job in the NFL right now,
yeah,
because you can punt 2 feet, right?
Wait,
not a good joke.
Wait, when
that
would you ever need to?
That was of the jokes that have been told
that would be
here
unprecedented
tonight, with quotes around them. That might have been the worst.
You go hard or you go home.
What if it comes to the field goal? You get like I don't know Peyton Manning. I don't know football players. He's like, no, give me another ball, and then he kicks them both, and then they. Field goal. Hey.
It doubles your odds. Get two quarterbacks.
Exactly. Yeah. The entire game has changed. It's like when they figured out how to do the high jump properly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is exactly like.
No, but just like an
when
equal
they
learn, revolution.
No, yeah, in football, when they learned you can actually just jump over a dude, they were like, oh my God, gravity doesn't have to always be my master. That's where the poem Invictus is about.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What's the poem? I don't know the poem Invictus.
Something, captain of my fate, and master of my soul.
Master of none, jack of all trades.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it goes on for a while, but that's the gist.
Yeah,
Invictus. That was a
so
thing.
You like holiday ham? You were
we talked about that with the
person.
Doughboys.
No, I'm a Disneyland corn dog.
Right, the old Disneyland corn dog. The DLCC, as they say.
Ola, what about yourself? For holiday time foods?
Jack's hand is just
be careful
over the microphone.
Careful what you say.
Okay, so I like this thing called I don't know if sticky pudding counts, but it's like a lot of time it's very associated with
figgy
like
pudding?
Sticky pudding.
Yeah, it's just like very like. It's like just caramel and like this kind of like weird brownie thing, and it's just like really, really sweet. And like they tend to have those at like most Christmas parties.
When you said brownie, I thought you didn't know what it was. Like it's just brown. I don't know.
It's actually just poop with like caramel on it. Yeah. So that's the best one. I was about to say stuffing, but like we broke it to like, you know, December. So we can't do that.
Mahan, what about yourself?
Do you not eat stuffing with your Thanksgiving? Do you have a Thanksgiving or a Christmas turkey?
Yes, we do
you
have.
You could have
Christmas
just named
well.
Anything.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, no, every single season is just like one whole season. Oh. The entire year is just a season for me.
My favorite thing is in our Christmas morning, we have Eggs Benedict. It's the best. It's not very traditional, but.
Oh, baby.
Whoa!
Who needs tradition? That's, yeah. I think, what Karl Marx would have wanted you to have Eggs Benedict.
No, it's way too bourgeois. Yeah. myself.
He would have just cracked an egg open over everyone's face and been like, that's what your dinner is.
All of you.
All
split
of
it.
I think you are best.
You each get a tiny spoon.
That's your protein for the year.
Yeah, and you can cook it with a lighter. Each of you has one. And that's how communism works. Wow. Okay, my favorite holiday food. my sister always comes
Ronald
home. She's
Reagan.
What?
I'm saying you sound like Ronald Reagan. Continue.
I'm not a crook. My.
Think about the wrong American president.
Hey, right. They don't have to be mutually exclusive.
Mission accomplished.
It's not like we have a quota. There can't only be,
I did not
be more
have.
Than just one.
Yeah, all right. I did not have sexual relations with that corn dog.
Today we'll live on an infamy.
My favorite holiday food, if I can talk, is pasta, because we have a tradition in my family. Tristan, you're not getting that pen back. Of making a big Italian feast, and my sister makes gnocchi, and it's really good.
An Italian
like
feast,
like from scratch.
Yeah,
we don't feast on Italians.
That's
just
good.
To be clear.
I was really worried.
Yeah,
it's kind of like how
we don't
to
do that anymore.
How to prepare man, like that Twilight Zone. You know what I'm trying to say?
All right, we're gonna go to a break.
They're like, it's a cookbook.
Just to cut off Tristan's joke. This song is by the new group Superorganism. It's called Nobody Cares.
The new group.
Yeah, they just.
Who says that?
A radio host, Tristan. We're on the radio, and I learned something about the bands I play. Goodbye.
You're listening to C. I. T. R. 101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby. No, I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time.
A groin-grabbingly great station.
Are You Aware Radio, alternate Thursday 6 to 7 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Profiling music and musicians take the route of positive action over apathy.
Hey, would you look at that? We're back.
Radio.
With radio.
Pizza.
Party.
CITR 101.9 FM. Our topic today is holidays and holiday films. We have a full house today. Somebody called Bob Saget.
And Dan Marino was the other guy?
No, him?
No. The famous Miami Dolphins quarterback.
Yeah, Dan Marino.
The famous Dave Buddy Coulier. Buddy Cop show, that's Dan Marino and Bob Saget.
Yeah.
And John Stamos. No, it's me, of course.
That's the one I'm thinking of. I always get those two confused.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Gaby here, by the way.
Yeah. I'm the third Marino. I was at the grocery store today and I saw
food
magazine. We're gonna play charades. No, a magazine cover in the line while I was going to buy crap.
It was in the line? What was it buying?
You're going to buy crap?
Oh my god, I hate you all so much. But it said John Stamos is gonna be a dad. And I don't know if that's
two twins and a dog.
Yeah. It's like, is that real or is it it's like a magazine cover, so it could is probably full of garbage.
Jay-Z and Beyonce have divorced like 8 times.
I know. I don't even know which Kardashians are real or married or divorced. What is going
They're
on?
They're all pregnant, apparently, and none of them are pregnant.
Allegedly.
Apparently.
Allegedly.
There's too much. I don't.
Okay.
I wanted to see legal if anyone department. Knew John Stamos was a father.
We can find out.
Yeah.
This is what our show is about.
Google.
Yeah.
This is the tent we want.
Google. So when you find out if John Stamos is a dad or not, what's the first thing you're going to say?
There are three top stories on Google for John Stamos.
Well, let Gaby answer the question and then.
Okay, my reaction? I'll just be like a mildly interested nod and, huh.
Well, you can't nod because we're on radio.
Yeah,
so
but
you can use your body.
Oh, so I have to do it for my reaction for here?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I was just in general.
So what kind of reaction would it be if he is pregnant?
It would be first off, that is demeaning for whichever woman actually is freaking pregnant.
No, like, he himself.
Lambing, what the heck?
That would
That's
be
demeaning.
Rad.
Yeah.
If we can figure that out,
like a seahorse.
We can make you guys do all that heavy lifting. Okay, my reaction would be since I have to make it auditory, would be,
Okay, so here are the three top stories. One, a monkey on set, John Stamos reflects on Full House, M-, and how it prepared him, .. And I don't feel like clicking.
That's good. Don't. Mm-hmm.
Second one.
Don't give in.
Yeah. John Stamos tried to distance himself from Full House. And the third one, John Stamos and fiancée Caitlin McHugh expecting their first child.
The magazine wasn't lying.
It wasn't. And you can trust this one because it's in the Christian Post.
Oh, crap. It was lying.
Is John Stamos famously Christian? And
I think John Stamos is famous. Let's check his Twitter, see if he's said
cool.
anything about it.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Mahan, what do you think of John Stamos?
He has an interesting Twitter,
Stamos?
Abby.
Okay.
Wow, my God.
So John Stamos has Willy Wonka as his Twitter bio. You
can get behind that.
Nothing gets past you, Mahan. He said, that's not him. he is having a kid, judging by his Instagram.
Is his kid with Willy
Wonka?
It's
a photo
Wonka.
Of his wife's
it's,
stomach.
It's Willy Wonka with child.
Ooh, that'd be, yes. That'd be like,
I think we need to,
Billy Wonka?
I think we need to bring the phrase with child back.
It's pretty great. It's like, it's classic.
Like, you know, it feels like all the class and repression of 1908.
Yeah. 1908 in particular, that's the year.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that was year. When, that was when we sort of hit that peak of, whatever it was that made us say with child.
Yeah, it is pretty to me. It's like, oh,
it's are you
pretty?
With a child?
It's not hers, you know. It's
in a handbag.
It's just the child that matters. With child,
Sybil is with child.
Yeah, Plenty of people are with child these days. They're just born and walking around. Like, I'm with a child right now.
Yeah.
What?
Not me.
Emotionally.
I don't like that. I'm going to cut off your mic there, Jack.
I'm on the ivories right now. I'm in control.
I like that you, that's the number one rule of radio, is that when you're speaking to your audience, you use specific terminology that they don't know about.
Like a piano?
Okay, Gaby, I didn't want to bring this up, but we talked about it on the break. You asked to be on this show.
Yeah, you can't just pick apart everything we do.
But
one, it's student radio. And two, that's rude.
And you asked to be on the show.
I know, but it's because I like you guys, and it's fun making fun of you.
This is a nightmare for
I'm just a kid.
Here.
Hold my hand.
No, I'm not touching that.
That it?
For the record, she did not extend her hand.
It
was a hot dog on a stick.
It was a Disneyland corn dog.
Dude, if I did that, that would be the true peace offering.
Here you are. It's quite old.
I guess that's like, I could see like...
It's been frozen for years.
Yields.
I was going to make a... I was gonna say, Donald Trump would probably do that. I don't know, it's not funny. What?
No, we don't make Donald Trump jokes here, man.
No, there's enough said about that guy.
Yeah, you know what? I think let's stop publishing news articles about him.
Well, I don't know.
Just forget.
Yeah, enough said.
Make it be like John Stamos's whatever. We'll be like when
front
we
page.
See every once in a while we'll see something be like,
oh
huh?
boy. Well, it used to be like that.
And then
how nice.
That's, no.
New York Times front page. John Stamos is pregnant. First reporting from the Christian News Post.
Just the Christian Post.
Yeah. Every once in a while, yeah. I feel like that, I've seen that where you Google stuff and the first, like the third thing that comes up is some Arizona Christian Weekly.
Yeah.
And it's like a review of the latest BoJack Horseman episode.
His worst yet.
Yeah.
This BoJack guy is a real jerk. I don't know why people watch him.
The Arizona Christian community will not stand for this content.
I've been
a man and a horse.
I've been trying to figure out though for the longest time, like are these random reviews, etc., and John Stamos updates, are they syndicated? Is that why they're in here, or is like
the
Arizona
AP
Christian
Newswire.
Weekly? The yeah, that one.
Well.
Dang it.
I win.
I went on the
so enlightened.
The newspaper of my hometown. And
what is it?
It's just the Castle Guard News. But like three of the top stories were just like world news. Like Donald Trump says that Jerusalem is the capital. It's like just general
right
just
now.
World news stuff.
What that means for your weekend.
Yeah.
Update. Pedestrian struck by a vehicle near Castle Guard Tim Hortons.
Oh, geez.
Oh,
I probably know this person.
What else is there? Holiday train rocks into Castle Gar.
Tristan
four
Wheeler's
dead.
Best friend.
Oh, no! Nick!
Oy, oy, oy. All right, we're running out of our time here,
we're
ladies and gentlemen.
I just say people. I don't like to delineate.
We're running out of time here, gender-neutral human beings. Here we are. We're talking to five people right now. So, all right, this is going to be an
like
extra long episode name. So the way we name our episodes, as we all know, is we go around and say one word each. So Tristan, I'm going to need you to hand that mic to Mahan when we do this.
Let me do that.
So we're going to start with me and then go around to Mahan, Tristan, Gaby, Ola for people that aren't listening. And I'm going to start us off. Everybody just say one word.
Just like word
just
associated.
A word.
Right.
Yeah. You could build
sounds
off the last
familiar.
One or just say something unrelated. I'm going to start it off. Love.
Jingle.
Bell.
Strudel.
Actually.
Love, jingle bell, strudel,
actually.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. That is
beautiful.
Among...
Woo! Ola makes me proud.
All right, this has been a great episode. I hope you found what
you're
I'm sorry for being
looking
so mean.
For.
Thanks,
we
Gabe.
Are too.
Oh, wait, before you go. Gabe, do you have any, are you doing any shows or anything next few days?
Who cares?
Not in Canada.
We
turn the mic off.
All right. Up next is African Rhythms with David Love Jones.
Wait, go to our Twitter.
Say your piece.
I have. Well, not in Canada though.
Go
I have. On. I have one on the Chuckles on the Pill Truck in Snohomish,
ooh,
which is a place
bustling
that
city.
Isn't. Yeah, they have a lot of antique malls there.
Cool.
Yeah, actually,
well,
I'm
good.
Kind of. I think that one's gonna be good.
All right, we're done.
Bye.
Follow me on Twitter. Tristan Wheeler.
Shut up.
At
Jack
T-bone,
underscore Lemmy.
At T-bone Wheeler.
Or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online. Promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342.
Visit CITR.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
Let me refresh your memory. Russians. That's right. Russians, Ruskies, communists, communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for.